The apocalypse is baloney. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You will be able to get that bacon cheeseburger you want, according to American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson and Missouri hog farmer Chris Chen. They talk about rumors of a bacon shortage in this story from Jonna Miller.
When a press release from Britain's National Pig Association proclaimed the beginning of a worldwide bacon shortage, people started to squeal in distress about, as comedian Stephen Colbert called it, the oncoming apocalypse.
I really do like the name. You got to admit that apocalypse is just too hard to pass up. That's a great name, but no, there's really not any reason for that kind of concern.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says there's no need to go hog wild.
Pork supplies will decrease slightly as we go into 2013, but the idea that there'll be widespread shortages that we'll run out of pork, that's really overblown.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture projects U.S. pork supplies will drop about 1.3% next year compared to this year, and consumer prices for meat, poultry, and seafood will increase about 4%. Anderson says that's not a lot more than he'd expect in a normal year. Missouri hog farmer Chris Chen says she and other farmers are reacting to the higher costs for feed, thanks primarily to the drought.
There are a lot of farmers today who are liquidating and downsizing their herds due to the increased cost of corn and soybean meal. Our feed costs make up about 60% of the cost to raise a pig, and market prices in the grocery store just aren't paying what the farmer needs to make a break even. So while there may be less pork on the market, American farmers are still going to be bringing home the bacon.
So rest assured, you can too. Jonna Miller, Washington.
While Tennessee is not one of the leading hog-producing states in the nation, it's still very important to our economy. Last year, cash receipts to farmers was over $62 million. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.